群人。大祭司和他的同人来了，叫起公会的人和以色列族的众长老，就差人到监里去，要把使徒提出来。
And when they heard this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. Now when the high priest came and those who were with him, they called together the council and all the senate of the people of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought.
但差役到了，不见他们在监里，就回来禀报说。
But when the officers came, they did not find them in the prison, so they returned and reported.
我们看见监牢关得极妥当，看守的人也站在门外，及至开了门，里面一个人都不见。
We found the prison securely locked and the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside.
守殿官和祭司长听见这话，心里犯难，不知这事将来如何。
And when the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these words, they were greatly perplexed about them, wondering what this would come to.
有一个人来禀报说，你们收在监里的人现在站在殿里教训百姓。
And someone came and told them, look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people.
于是守殿官和差役去带使徒来，并没有用强暴，因为怕百姓用石头打他们。
Then the captain with the officers went and brought them, but not by force, for they were afraid of being stoned by the people.
带到了，便叫使徒站在公会前，大祭司为他们说。
And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest questioned them.
我们不是严严地禁止你们不可奉这名教训人吗？你们倒把你们的道理充满了耶路撒冷，想叫这人的血归到我们身上。
Saying, we strictly charge you not to teach in this name, yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us.
彼得和众使徒回答说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
But Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than men.
你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们祖宗的神已经叫他复活。
The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree.
神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
我们为这事做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这事做见证。
And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him.
公会的人听见就极其恼怒，想要杀他们。
When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them.
但有一个法利赛人名叫加马列，是众百姓所敬重的教法师，在公会中站起来，吩咐人把使徒暂且带到外面去。
But a Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in honor by all the people, stood up and gave orders to put the men outside for a little while.
就对众人说，以色列人啊，累到这些人，你们应当小心怎样办理。
And he said to the men of Israel, take care what you are about to do with these men.
从前丢大起来，自夸为大。服从他的人约有四百，他被杀后，服从他的全都散了，归于无有。
For before this day, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. He was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing.
此后报名上册的时候，又有加利利的犹大起来，引诱些百姓跟从他，他也灭亡，随从他的人也都四散了。
After him, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the census and drew away some of the people after him. He too perished, and all who followed him were scattered.
现在我劝你们不要管这些人，任凭他们吧。他们所谋的、所行的，若是出于人，必要败坏。
So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of man, it will fail.
若是出于神，你们就不能败坏他们，恐怕你们倒是攻击神了。
But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them, for you might even be found to oppose God.
共会的人听从了他，便叫使徒来把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放了。
So they took his advice, and when they called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go.
他们离开共会，心里欢喜，因被算是配为这名受辱。
Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name.
他们就每日在殿里，在家里不住地教训人，传耶稣是基督。
And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ.
天父，亲爱的主，我们把这段经文仰望交托在你的手中。
O Lord, we commit this section of scripture into your hands.
愿你的圣灵在我们当中居首位掌王权。
May your Holy Spirit be high and exalted among us.
愿你圣灵来帮助我们。
May your Holy Spirit help us.
也特别来包高抹你仆人的口。
And anoint the mouth of the preacher.
愿你的仆人靠着你圣灵的能力，就能够放胆的传讲你的话语。
That through the Holy Spirit he can preach the word with power.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 好，这是我们今天的大纲。首先，我们会介绍初期教会的在耶路撒冷教会的一个概况。
So this is the structure of our sermon. First, we'll introduce the situation of the early church.
然后我们看会看这个故事的发展以及这个故事的结局。
And we'll see how this narrative proceeds, the beginning and the end of it.
最后我们来探讨两件事情，就是受苦还是荣耀。
And we'll think of two things in the end, suffering and glory.
所以我们先来看初期教会在耶路撒冷教会的概况是什么。
So we will take a look at the early Christian church in Jerusalem.
然后在五章的十二节到十六节给了我们这样的一个概览。
In verses 12 to 16, give us a summary of the church.
在这里介绍了耶路撒冷教会初期教会的一个状况。
It introduces to us the situation of the Jerusalem church in the beginning.
我们如果看这段经文的话，我们会发现这段经文是非常有结构的。
You see this section of scripture is very structured.
然后十二节的前半节说，主借使徒的手在民间行了很多的神迹奇事。
And verse 12, the beginning of it says, through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were regularly done.
你如果看十五节、十六节的话，就是对十二节这前半节的解释，这些神迹奇事是什么呢？
And verses 15 to 16 explain what these miracles and signs are.
就是当时耶路撒冷很多的人以及耶路撒冷周围的人，他们听了使徒的事情，都把病人和巫鬼附着人带到这个使徒面前。
And that is the people in Jerusalem and the towns around Jerusalem that bring the people who are sick and who are possessed.
他们把病人放在街上，放在床上或褥子上，希望彼得过来的时候，影子能够照在他们的身上。
They carry them to the streets and cots and mats and hope that the apostles will heal them.
所以我们看这段经文，以神迹奇事开始，以神迹奇事结束。
So it starts with signs and wonders, and it ends with signs and wonders.
那中间的东西都包含在这个括号里面。
And it's all within this inclusion.
那这是第一层。
This is the first level.
我们看第二层是什么？第二层是在十二节的后半节说，他们都同心合意的在所罗门的廊下。
Second level is that they were all gathered together in Solomon's portico.
说在所罗门的廊下，他们做什么呢
？What are they doing under there?
他们在听使徒在所罗门的廊下面来传讲时的话语，传讲耶稣基督的死和复活。
They are listening to the words of the apostles about the death and resurrection of Christ.
然后我们看十四节讲什么
？And in verse 14, what does it say?
十四节讲因着主的话语的传讲，所以信主的人就越来越多。
And so because of the word preached, more than ever believers were added to the Lord.
男男女女都很多。
Multitudes of both men and women.
所以我们看到这是第二层的括号。
This is the second level of inclusion.
然后最中间是什么
？And what's the most central part?
在中间是在十三节，就是说，其余的人没有一个人敢贴近他们，众人都尊重他们。
Verse 13 says, none of rest dared join them, but the people held them.
众人为什么尊重使徒呢
？Why is all the people holding them in high esteem?
因为他们对神的一个敬畏。
Because they are reverent towards God.
所以我们在这里看到这个架构最外层是神迹奇事。
We see that this structure, the outer inclusion, is the signs and miracles.
神迹奇事把人带到神的话语的面前。
They bring people before the word of God.
人们听了神的话语之后信主。
And after they listen to the word, they believed.
然后最终要把人带到对神的一个敬畏。
And they bring men before the God as a reverent heart.
最终要把人带到敬拜神。
They want to bring men to worship God.
所以我们在这里就看到这个是在初期教会的一个状况。
We see this situation in the early church.
这是耶路撒冷教会的一个情况。
This is the situation in the Jerusalem church then.
然后在这样一个大的背景下面，我们来看这个故事。
And then under this background, we come to see the narrative.
然后在十七节、十八节，就是说大祭司和他一切的同人就是同党，是撒都该人，他们起来，他满心的记恨。
In 17 and 18, it says the high priest rose up together with the party, this party of Sadducees, and
说他们看到使徒所做的这些事情之后，他们满心的记恨。
They saw what the apostles did, and they were filled with jealousy.
所以大祭司和祭司都是撒都该人。
So the high priest and the priest, they are all Sadducees.
撒都该人他们不相信复活的事情。
The Sadducees do not believe in resurrection.
他们为什么满心的记恨呢
？Why were they filled with jealousy?
我相信有几个原因。第一个原因是以为就是说，他们曾经吩咐使徒约翰、彼得说，你们不可奉拿撒勒人的名。在耶路撒冷传讲。
I believe there are several reasons. One of them is that they have charged Peter and John and James not to preach Jesus in Jerusalem.
你们不能传耶稣的道。
You are not to preach the word of Jesus.
但是他们看到使徒，他们没有听他们的话。
But they see that the apostles disobeyed them.
所以这是第一个原因。
So this may be the first reason.
第二个原因是因为他们传的刚好是他们所刚好是他们所不相信的。
Second is because the word that the apostles preach is precisely what they oppose.
所以你看彼得说的，彼得说我们传耶稣基督的复活。
So you say Peter says we preach the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
大祭司是不相信复活的。
The high priest doesn't believe in resurrection.
说第三点是什么呢
？And what's the third reason？
第三点就是说，彼得在宣讲的时候是把那个杀人的罪归给大祭司的。
And third reason is because when Peter is preaching, he blamed it on the high priest.
彼得说：“你们杀了弥赛亚。
”He said, "You have killed the Messiah."
你们杀了那个生命的主。
You have killed the author of life.
你把那公义圣洁的者钉在十字架上。
And you have nailed the righteous one on the cross.
大祭司听到这些，他们是心里面满心的记恨。
So when the high priest heard that, his heart is filled with.
所以他们就。把这个使徒抓住，把他们关在外监。
They arrested the apostles, put them in public prison.
这个外监是 common prison 或 public prison.
It's a public prison or common prison.
它是关押一般的罪犯的地方。
It's to imprison those general offenders.
就是杀人、放火、抢劫的这些罪犯的地方。
Those are murderers, arsonists.
所以他们把使徒与这些罪犯同等来对待。
They treated the apostles the same as those criminals.
所以我们看耶稣所呼召的使徒却被当作罪犯来对待。
We see that the apostles being called by Jesus are treated like criminals.
我们今天当中的我们哪一个弟兄姐妹为主的缘故被当作罪犯来对待？
Any of us here has been treated like a criminal because of Jesus Christ?
没有。
You can raise your hands.
我也没有。
I've never either.
所以我们继续往下看。
Let's continue.
但是这。在夜间的时候就发生了一件事情，神迹奇事。
But at the night, a miracle happened.
就是主的使者就天使过来，然后开了这个监门，把他们领出来。
Angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out.
我们在这里看到有一件很奇怪的事情，就是天使把他们领出来，把他们从这个监狱里面带出来的时候，天使没有说你们去回去回到弟兄姐妹中间。你们赶紧找一个安全的地方藏起来，不要让大祭司再抓住。
The angel of the Lord didn't command them to just go and hide or go back to the brother and sister so that you will not be arrested by the high priest.
这是我们一般人的想法。
This is what we will assume.
我们一般人会想，就是说我们是神要保守我们。
We'll think that God wants to preserve us.
神拯救我们来脱离死亡。
God saves us from death.
说你出你入，耶和华必保守看顾。
So whether you go out or you go in, the Lord will preserve you.
所以有千人扑倒在你左边，又有万人扑倒在你右边，但是耶和华要看顾你。
So even though thousands and thousands fall down beside you, God will preserve you.
但是我们在这里看的都不是这样。
But we see that this is not so over here.
天使把他们拯救出来之后，给他们说，你们去圣殿里面把那个生命之道继续传讲生命之道。
After the angel of the Lord brought them up, he says, go back.Back to the temple and speak to the people the words of this life. What does this mean? What does this mean?
这意味着把他们放在一个更艰难的一个境况当中，一个更大的风险当中。
This means that they are being placed in a place of greater risk.
这些使徒，这彼得和约翰，这些使徒们，他们刚刚被抓起来。
These apostles were just being arrested.
他们有前科的。
They have problems.
然后天使又给他们说：“你们继续到圣殿里面去传讲这个生命之道。”
And now the angel says, "Go back to the temple."
去传讲耶稣基督，去传讲大祭司，不准让你们去传讲到耶稣基督。
To preach this message, the high priest forbids you from preaching.
所以，如果我们把我们放在那个境况，我们知道这是更危险的事情。
So if you put yourself there, it's a place of greater risk.
这是更加激怒那个大祭司的事情。
It will incite greater anger of the high priest.
说神不是要拯救我们脱离死亡吗
？Doesn't God want to save us from death？
神不是要给我们平安吗
？Doesn't God want to give us peace？
神为什么带领我们到一个更难的一个境况当中？更危险的一个境况
？Why did He lead us to a greater risk？
所以这是我们要思想的一个问题。
So we have to think of this question。
但是使徒就完全的说服。
But the apostles obeyed totally。
使徒没有想，我到那里去传的时候，我其实是更危险的。
The apostle never thought of being in a more dangerous situation.
那使徒就完全的说服，他们就去了。
They obeyed totally and they returned.
而且他们是甘心乐意去的。
And they went back willingly.
所以在天将亮的时候，也就天还没亮的时候，他们就去了。
So at daybreak they were already going into the temple.
所以你可以看到他们是非常甘心乐意、欢欢喜喜的去。
They are very willingly and joyfully went back to the temple.
然后之后故事是怎么发展的
？Then how did the narrative progress？
然后在早上的时候，大祭司和他的同党一起过来，而且叫齐了公会的人。
And in the morning, the high priest and all the people of the council they come together.
和以色列的众长老。
And all the senate of the Israel.
这公会的人是什么呢
？Who are these people of the council？
这个公会就是以色列最高的那个公会，叫 Sanhedrin。
So it's the highest court for Israelites called the Sanhedrin.
那么 Sanhedrin 是。按照记载，大概是有71位长老来组成的。
So it's made out of 71 elders in the council.
那七十一位长老是从以色列的每一个城市里面选出一个长老，组成这个最高的公会。
So they are chosen by all the cities of Israel and to form this council.
所以我们在这看到，为了这件事情，他们把以色列最高的这个公会召集起来。
So for this matter, they called the council, the highest court of the Israelite people.
这是什么概念呢
？What does it mean?
就是说相当于我们今天来召开人民代表大会。
That is to say we have the highest court today.
但是当然以色列没有中国这么大，所以它跟我们人民代表大会还是没有办法相比的。
So of course Israel is not as big as China, nor is the highest court in China.
但是从概念上是一样。
But from the concept, it's the same.
你想想看，他们召开了这样一个最高的这个大会，来处理这个事情。
They hold the highest court to deal with this matter.
而且不单是这个工会的人，而且还包括以色列族的众长老。
Not just the people from the council, but the senate of the people of Israel.
这以色列的族的众长老有两个解释，一个解释是可能是指的是与前面工会的人指的是同一批人。
The senate may point to the same people, the council.
那第二种解释就是说是除了这个在散黑州里面的人，其他的长老。
Or other elders outside of this council.
那不管怎么样，你可以看到他们是。多么的隆重来对待这个事情。
But no matter what, we see how grand that they are doing this.
就是来处理从加利利的两个渔夫，两个未受教化的小民。
To deal with this fisherman from Galilee.
所以他们要把使徒提出来。
They want to bring the apostles out.
但是他们派差役的时候，差役到了监牢里面，发现，然后这个监牢都关得很好，然后看守的人也很忠心地站在门外看守。但是打开门里面一个人都没有。
They sent the officers there, but they saw the prison securely locked, and the guards were there, but when they opened up the prison, there was nobody inside.
所以祭司长和这个官长听了这话以后，他们心里面就犯难，不知道这事将来如何。
So the high priest and the captain of the temple, when they heard it, their hearts are perplexed.
一般来说，当人遇到这个事情的时候，会有两种反应。一种反应就是说，这个看守监牢的人和这个罪犯一起来沟通，是吗？一起来私通，然后他把他放了。
So there are several responses. First, maybe the guards and the prisoners, they have something going on and they release the prisoners.
那如果不是这种情况的话，那就是神迹奇事发生了。
If this is not so, then a miracle has happened.
但是你看祭司长听了这事的时候，他们心里犯难。他为什么心里犯难？心里犯难就是说他们否定了第一种可能。
And you see that the chief priests, their hearts were perplexed. Why were they perplexed? Because they rejected the first possibility.
他们不相信他们的人与这个加利利的小民沟通，然后在晚上开了监门把他们放走。
They don't believe that the guards are in cahoots with the prisoners to release them.
所以他们的潜意识里面，他们知道这是神迹。
So they, in their consciousness, they know that this is a miracle.
正因为他们潜意识里面知道这样的事情，所以他们心里才犯难。他们不知道这事要如何去处理。
So because they know that it's a miracle, they were perplexed. They don't know how to deal with it.
所以这个时候就有一个人来说，你们这关在监牢的人，他们现在在圣殿里面在教训人。
They said someone came and told and said, "Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people."
所以他们去就把使徒带过来。
And they brought the apostles here.
你们再看到把使徒带过来之后，他们来责备使徒，责备的只有两个理由。
And so when they bring the apostles to rebuke them with two reasons.
第一个理由就是说，我们是大祭司。我们是神的代言人，我们是人和神中间的中间人。我们不是吩咐你们不可奉耶稣的名传讲神的话语吗
？First, they say we are the high priest. We are supposed to be a mediator between God and man, and we have charged you not to teach this.
你们为什么不听我们的
？Why did you disobey?
你们为什么不尊重权柄
？Why did you not obey authority?
所以他们感到我们的权柄受到这个冒犯。
So they see that the authority was being assaulted.
这是第一个原因。
This is the first reason.
第二个原因就是说，你们把这杀人的罪归到我们的身上。
And second, say you intend to bring this man's blood upon us.
你们把这流人血的罪归到我们的身上，好像我们成了杀人犯一样。
And you want to bring this man's blood upon us and call us murderers.
但是我们看使徒是怎么回答的。
And what did the apostles reply?
使徒没有害怕。
The apostles were not afraid.
使徒也没有怯场。
The apostles were not.
使徒是针对这两个问题来回答他们。
They answered according to these two reasons.
所以第一个问题，使徒回答说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
So the first answer is we must obey God rather than men.
因为你们是神的代言人，但是你们 abuse 你们的 power.
You are representative of God, but you have abused your power.
因为你们不顺服神，所以我们不顺服你们。我们顺服神是应当的。
You did not submit to God, so we do not submit to you. We submit to God.
然后对针对第二个他们的指控，使徒就也是这样的回答。
And to the second accusations, the apostles replied.
使徒说：“你们就是那个杀人犯。”
They said, "You are the one who killed him."
你们把那个耶稣钉在十字架上。
You have nailed Jesus on a tree.
而且这个耶稣就是弥赛亚，是救主，是君王。
And this Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior, and the King.
所以在这里，使徒在讲到耶稣的死，讲到耶稣的复活，讲到耶稣的高升。
So here the apostles talk about the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ.
那耶稣为什么要为我们死呢
？Why must Jesus die for us?
我刚才在圣餐里面我也讲到，因为我们是罪人，所以耶稣要为我们来赎罪，他替我们被钉在十字架上。
Mentioning the Lord's Supper because we are sinners and he is to atone for our sins.
这使徒是跟着耶稣，他见过耶稣，他们与耶稣三年的时间，他们见过耶稣所说的所做的。
So the apostles were with Jesus 3.5 years and they know what Jesus have done.
他们看到耶稣被钉在十字架上。
They have seen that Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross.
他们看到耶稣在十字架上说：“主啊，赦免他们，他们所做的他们不知道。”
And they have heard Jesus' words.Says, "Oh Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
他们看到耶稣在十字架上说成了。
And they have heard Jesus says, "It is finished."
而且他们也见证过耶稣的复活。
And they have witnessed the resurrection.
所以当耶稣死里复活之后，向他们显现。
So after his resurrection, Jesus showed himself to them.
然后在加利利向他们显现。
And in Galilee, he showed himself to them.
回到耶路撒冷，在橄榄山上，耶稣升天的时候，他们也在那里。
And so when he returned to Jerusalem, when he ascended, he was there.
他们看到耶稣，他们看到亲眼看到耶稣的死，看到耶稣的复活，看到耶稣的高升。
They've seen the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus.
他们我们是为这事做见证的。
And they say we are witnesses to these things.
说你们杀了弥赛亚。
And you have killed the Messiah.
所以当公会的人听到这个事情的时候，他们是怎么样的回应？
When the council heard that, what was the reaction?
所以他们是极其的恼怒，说因为他们杀了弥赛亚。
They are very enraged because they were accused of killing the Messiah.
所以他们想要杀掉使徒。
They wanted to kill.
那这个时候当中有一个法利赛人叫加马列，加马列就给了这样的建议。
Now there is a Pharisee in the council, Gamaliel, and gave this advice.
那这个建议的话，我们每个人这个建议的话，我们觉得是一个。非常有智慧的一个建议。
This advice is one that is wise.
说这些人，如果是他们是出于人的，你们就不要管他们，因为他们所行的虽然能够一时的兴盛，但是最终是要归于无有。
It says if this is out of man's will, you don't have to care about them because it will fail eventually.
但是如果是出于神的，你们就不能败坏他，恐怕你们是攻击神了。
So if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might be even.
我们今天在教会里面，我们经常也应用这个智慧。
And we need to have this wisdom in the church as well.
我们有很多的弟兄姐妹，他们刚信主，他们很热情，愿意去服侍。
We have a lot of brothers and sisters who just believe and they want to serve fervently.
然后这个时候你又不好说，就是说你不要服侍。
And now you don't want to tell them, oh, don't serve.
所以很这个时候我们就应用这个道理。
Now you have to use this principle and wisdom.
所以我们就让他们去服侍，但是如果是出于仁义的话，他们最终是要归于无有，不是归于无有，最终就是说他们是要那个的，这个服侍是做不成的。
Let them serve. If it's really out of man's will, it will not succeed eventually.
但如果是出于神的，就是我们如果是去那攻击就是攻击神的。
But if it is of God, and we should not stop.
好，我们看最后的结局是什么。
Then eventually, what was the end?
最后结局就是说，然后公会的人他们就把这个使徒听了加玛利的建议，他们把使徒打了，又威吓他们，恐吓他们说你们不可传耶稣的道，然后把他们放了。
So the council accepted Gamaliel's advice, beat them, and charged them not to speak in the name and let them go.
但是使徒，我们看使徒是怎么样，他们离开公会的时候，他们心里面很欢喜。
But the apostles, when they left the council, their hearts were rejoicing.
他们心里面为什么欢喜呢？
Why were they rejoicing?
被人打了。被人恐吓了，还心里面欢喜。
They've been beaten and threatened. Why are they rejoicing?
然后在41节里面说，因为他们觉得他们是为这名受辱。
41 says because they feel that they've been suffered dishonor.
他们为这名受辱，为基督的名受辱，他们心里面就欢喜。
And they suffer dishonor for the name, and that's why they are rejoicing.
我想起在50年代到70年代，在中国的教会里面有很多的老弟兄。老姐妹
I remember the 50s to the 70s, there were a lot of elderly brothers and sisters.
他们在监狱里面关了几十年。
They were in the prisons for decades.
但是他们出来之后，很多人说你们去平反。
After they released from that, many of them said you are to appeal.
但是他们拒绝去平反。
But they refused to.
他们为什么拒绝平反
？Why?
因为他们觉得他们是为基督的名受苦，这是他们的荣耀。
Because they feel that they have suffered dishonor for the name, it is their glory.
所以他们不要平反。
They do not want to appeal.
说他们是为基督的名受苦，这是他们的荣耀，他们心里面是欢喜的。
They suffer dishonor from the name of Christ, and their hearts they are rejoicing.
我们今天有没有为基督的名受苦这样的心智
？Do we have this heart and conviction to suffer for the name of Christ?
说他们心里面欢喜，他们每日在圣殿里面去传扬神的话，在家里面传扬神的话。
Their heart is joyful to preach of the word in the temple and in the houses.
所以这些天我一直在思考这样的两件事情，是受苦还是荣耀。
So I've been thinking about these two things, suffering and glory.
我们跟随基督徒，我们跟随基督，我们做基督徒，我们是受苦还是得荣耀。
So as Christians, we follow Christ, it is a path of suffering or is it a path of glory?
在两个星期前呢，有一天早上，我同时收到两个微信。
2 weeks ago, I received 2 WeChat messages on the same morning.
那么一个微信是我的同学在 Westminster 同学发过来的。
A message from us, my fellow student in Westminster.
那他发过来是个什么样的微信呢
？What is this message?
他就是是唐崇荣牧师布道团的 Facebook 上的一张照片。
It's a picture of the STEMI on Facebook.
对他们那个照片上，这个照片上是奥兰多的布道会。
Then on the picture is Orlando Gospel Rally.
然后照片上我在那里祷告。
And in the picture there I was praying.
唐牧师站在边上。
And Stephen Toh was at the side.
那个照片照的角度很好。
And the angle was very good.
所以你可以看见，在这祷告当中，可以看出就是说我是一个很敬虔的人。
You see that from the picture I'm a very very godly person.
但是在同时我收到另外一条微信。
But at the same time, I received another WeChat message.
就是我们当中刘英姐妹发过来的关于贵州教会的逼迫的事情。
And Sister Liu Ying sent about the suffering of the church in Guizhou.
就是贵州教会的是王洪武师母写的见证。他的先生养华牧师然后在监狱里面为着基督的缘故在监狱里面被关了1年3个月。
And this pastor's wife writing about testimony of his husband being jailed for 1 year and 3 months already.
然后一年三个月之后，他去看他的先生。
And after this 1 year, he.
杨华牧师因为在医院里面，可能在监狱里面，可能个条件的问题，两个腿就生了紫癜。
And so because of the condition in the prison, his legs are infected.
所以有些地方有局部的坏死。
So it's the leg is.
但是这个牧师见到师母的时候，他说这有主的美意。
When the pastor saw the wife, he says, "There is the will of God."
没有什么高言大志，就是平平淡淡的一两句话。
It's just a few words to the wife.
他说这有主的美意。
He said, "There is the good will of God."
他的心里面是喜乐的。
His heart was joyful.
今天我们很难能够理解为什么在监狱里面被关着一年三个月，然后腿又生了紫癜，一些地方坏死，但心里面为什么是喜乐的
？And today it's hard for us to understand how can a person being jailed for a year.With sufferings on the legs, that his heart can still be joyful.
但心里面是喜乐的。
But his heart is joyful.
所以我们在思想这个问题，我们基督呼召我们是与他一同受苦呢，还是与他一同得荣耀
？And when we think of this question, did Christ call us to suffer with him or to be glorified with him?
所以我们今天我就一直在思考这个问题。
I'm thinking about this question.
我知道今天有很多的教会，然后把教会建得很漂亮。
We know that there are many churches today that build the buildings very grandly.
然后厕所里面那个 top 都是用那个大理石花岗岩做的。
Even the tiles in the bathroom is
水龙头都是镀金的。
It's all very nice.
为什么这样
？Why?
我们要显出上帝的荣美。
We are to
我们要显出天国的荣耀来。
We are to show forth the glory of heaven.
我在思考，我总觉得这个有问题。
I think that there is a problem with this.
上帝呼召我们是受苦呢，还是荣耀呢
？When God calls us, is it to suffer or is it to glory?
在改教的时候，马丁路德反对天主教的荣耀神学。
In the Reformation, Martin Luther was against the theology of glory of the Catholic Church.
由于天主教，我们看到天主教那个教堂是很漂亮的。
You see, the Catholic Church have grand churches.
那个音乐很神圣。
And the music are very sacred.
然后你看那个主教的那个穿扮，那个衣服，那个是非常豪华的。
And you see the cardinals, they are very grand clothing.
显出天国的荣耀来。
Is to show forth the glory of heaven.
但马丁路德说不是这样。
But Martin Luther didn't say that.
所以马丁路德提出那个十字架神学。
So Martin Luther propounded the theology of the cross.
那十字架神学就是上帝是隐藏的上帝。
That is the God is the God who hides himself.
上帝的荣耀隐藏在受苦当中。
And God's glory has been hidden in the midst of suffering.
所以这是一位荣耀的上帝，是一个至圣至荣的上帝。
This is the most glorious God.
但是向我们启示的时候，却是在十字架上向我们启示。
But when he reveals to us on the cross.
一个荣耀的上帝在苦难当中向我们启示。
A glorious God revealing to us in the cross.
所以上帝是隐藏的上帝。
God is the God who hides himself.
然后在马丁路德之后，然后我改革宗就是，对发展的那个 加入发展就是荣耀神发展那个荣耀神学。
And so after Reformation, we continue with this theology of glory and cross.
然后荣耀神学的话有一些改动。
And in theology of glory, there's a change in it.
所以我们看到在 Westminster 的 Confession, 在 Westminster 小要里问答第一位是什么？
And so we see what's the Westminster standards. The Westminster.
人活着的目的是什么？
What's the chief end of man?
是荣耀神以身为乐。
Is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
但是这样的荣耀神学到最后再发展到后来就。发展后来就是偏了就成了成功神学
and eventually though this becomes a theology of prosperity
就是我们要用成功我们要用美的东西我们来荣耀神
we have to glorify God with success and things of wealth
所以这里面有很细微的一个区别在这里
there is a slight difference in there
我们都知道那个就是说德国的手表做的德国的汽车做的很好瑞士的手表都做的很好
we know that the Germans make good cars and the Swiss make good watches
为什么因为他们做的时候他们觉得说我们是为主做的
they say, why do they do that? Because they're doing it for the Lord
所以他们做的很好荣耀神
and they do it for the Lord to glorify
但是这和荣耀神学又有什么区别呢
so what's the difference between this glory, theology of glory?
我相信有一个细微的区别在那里。
I think there is a very important difference.
我一直在思考这个问题。
And I'm thinking about this question.
那德国人做汽车、瑞士做手表的时候，他们的主要目的是忠心。
And so when the Germans make the car,
他们的直接的目的是忠心。我是为神做的，所以我要忠心的去做。
Their heart is one of faithfulness to do it for the Lord.
但荣耀神学直接的目的不是忠心，是荣耀。
But the glory, the purpose of the theology of glory is to glorify God. Is to follow glory.
So I think 这里是有一个区别。
So there is a difference here.
所以马丁路德为什么说，就是上帝的这个荣耀的上帝是在苦难当中隐藏在苦难当中。
So Martin Luther say that God is glorious. God is hidden in the.
但是马丁路德其实不是第一个说这样的话。
He's not the first person to say that.
保罗是第一个说这样的话。
Paul is the one who said.
保罗在哥罗西书三章说，我们的生命与基督一同隐藏在神里面。
And Paul says in Colossians that our life is hidden together in Christ.
只等到在基督在荣耀当中显现的时候，我们与他一同显现出来。
And until the glorious manifestation of Christ, we will be revealed with him.
我们如果仔细思考这句话是什么意思
？If we think of what Paul is saying here,
他说我们那个生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
He says our life is hidden together.
这个生命是一个荣耀的生命，是一个复活的生命。
This life is a glorious life, a resurrected life.
但保罗说这个荣耀的生命是隐藏在哪里？
But Paul says that it's hidden in Christ.
是隐藏在基督里面，隐藏在神里面。
It's hidden in God.
而且是与基督一同隐藏在神里面。
And it's hidden in God with Christ.
什么时候才显现出来呢
？When will it be revealed?
当基督在荣耀当中显现的时候。
When Christ is revealed.
保罗在罗马书的八章里面也说，如果我们与基督一同受苦。
And Romans 8, Paul says, if we suffer with him,
所以我们也要与基督一同得荣耀。
We will also be glorified with him.
所以我们今天来回答这个问题，我们基督徒是受苦还是荣耀
？So when we answer this question, is it a path of suffering of glory?
都是。
The answer is yes.
但是是有时间的。
But there's a different time.
所以我们是与基督一同隐藏在神里面。
So we are hidden together with Christ.
当基督来到这世上的时候
，When Christ came to this earth,
他不是得荣耀。
He is not to be glorified.
他是降卑成为世人，而且在地上的时候是没有住的地方。
He was humiliated as a man. There is not even a place.
然后最后被钉在十字架上。
And he was nailed to the cross.
然后基督什么时候得荣耀呢
？When will he get glory?
在他死里复活之后，他得荣耀。
And after his resurrection, he was glorified.
所以他复活升天，坐在天父的右边。
So when he was resurrected, ascended to the
throne. 全地都在他面前下拜，万口要称颂他，万。
All authority given to him and all knees will bow.
中间的分界线在哪里
？And so where is he now?
死里复活。
It's where's the starting point? It is resurrection.
所以我们今天与基督也是一样，在我们这个肉体死里复活之前，基督呼召我们与他一同受苦。
So before our body is resurrected, Christ calls us to suffer.
在我们基肉体死里复活之后，我们是与基督一同得荣耀。
After our resurrection, we'll get the glory with together.
所以你在启示录的十一章可以看到，那两个见证人就是教会。
And you see in Revelation chapter 11, the two witnesses.
他们在世上是受苦的，最终被杀，尸体被抛在这个街上。
They are suffering in this world. They were killed.
但是三天之后，他们复活，然后上升。
But 3 days later, they're resurrected and ascended and be glorified.
所以我们受召做基督徒，我们是与他一同受苦，也与他一同得荣耀。
So as we're called to be Christians, we're to suffer with him, and we will be glorified.
只是在受苦是在今世，得荣耀是在来世。
It's only that suffering is in this life, and glorifying is in the coming life.
生有死，死有时。
And so there is a time for death and time for life.
播种有时，收获有时。
It's a time for sowing and a time for harvesting.
受苦有时，得荣耀也有时。
There's a time for suffering and there's time to be glorified.
所以在神的计划当中，它是有它的时间的。
So in God's plan, there is His time.
所以这就是保罗为什么说我们蒙召原是与基督一同受苦。
And that is why Paul says that we are called with Christ to suffer with him.
所以最后我是愿意以一首回应诗歌来结束我们今天的讲道。
So I'll end the sermon today with the song of response.
这首回应诗歌是尼托生弟兄所写的。
This is written by Watchman Nee.
那这首回应诗歌名字叫让我爱而不受感戴。
The name of the song is Let Me Love and Not Be Respected.
那我要花一点时间稍微介绍一下这首诗歌。
I will introduce this song.
我为什么要选这首诗歌呢？
Why do I choose this song?
因为我在想这是神对我们每一个人的呼召，让呼召我们一起来受苦，与基督一同受苦。
Because I think that this is the calling of God to each and every one of us to suffer.
来呼召我们来舍己。
To give up ourselves.
所以基督说你们若要做的门徒，若不舍己背起十字架来跟从我，就不配做的门徒。
So Christ says, if you do not deny yourself and bear the cross, you are not fit to be my disciples.
有我认识一个美国的牧师，这个美国的牧师告诉我，他说他们在南美洲有一个习俗。
I know this American pastor told me that in South America,
他们在每一个节日的时候，他们就给小孩子个糖放在一个包裹里面，这个包裹可能用布包起来，或者用塑料袋包起来，然后挂在那个树上。
And this season they will wrap up the candies for children and hang it on the tree.
然后小孩子就拿着木棒要把这个包裹打破。
And so the children will then hit this.
要使劲把这个包裹打破，打破之后才能把那里面的糖拿出来。
To get the candies in the package.
然后，他们一个这个牧师告诉我们，做牧师就是这样。
And so the pastor told me that being a pastor is like that.
然后被击打，然后流出那个甜蜜来。
You are to be struck, and there will be sweetness coming out.
其实我在想，不单是牧师是这样，而且对每一个弟兄姐妹、每一个基督徒都是这样。
And not just to the pastor, but every Christian, we are to be likewise.
所以神呼召我们是与基督一同受苦。
God called us to suffer together.
神呼召我们一起来舍己。
God calls us to deny ourselves.
所以这首诗歌的话，这首诗歌有些人说，这首诗歌唱这首诗歌的时候，会让我们觉得我们自己多么伟大。
And some say that when you sing this song, we will feel very heroic about ourselves.
但是我说是会有这样的一个产生这样的一个效果，但这个不是这首诗歌的问题，是我们人罪性的问题。
He said that there is an effect of that in this song, but it is because of our sinful nature.
所以我更愿把这首诗歌当作是我们在神面前的一个回应，我们的一个心智。我们愿意来在神面前，我们愿意来舍己，来背起十字架来跟从他。
So I want to treat this song more as a conviction of our resolution before God to bear up our cross and follow Him.
然后我花一分钟的时间来介绍一下对尼托生弟兄。
And I'll spend just 1 minute to introduce Brother Watchman Nee.
对尼托生弟兄，我是一个非常尊重、非常敬畏。
It's a person that I really truly respect.
他是神所重用的一个仆人。
It's a servant that God has used.
所以虽然从神学上我不同意他的神学观点
Even though I have a lot of disagreements with him on his theology
尼托生他的神学是受近前主义奥秘派的影响
Watchman Nee was influenced by pietism and mysticism
他强调那个内在的生命
He emphasized the internal life
但我们是我改革中我们的长处是我们强调那个神的真理
And reformed truth we emphasize the truth of God
但是在这点上我们其实可以吸收他好的东西
But we can of course learn from his good points
因为他好的东西正是我们所缺的
Because his good points is what we're lacking.
所以我们可以吸收灵恩派的那种火热。
And we can of course take the passion of the.
我们可以吸收那个奥秘派他们与神的注重那个内在生命。
And that the communion that the mysticism have towards God.
我们这三个都要 balance 要平衡。
We have to have all these three.
但是我不建议你们去直接读尼托生的第一。
But I will not recommend you to read.
你要先读好改革中的著作，再去读尼托生的著作。
It's better for you to read the Reformed.
另外一点就是关于尼多生，他是因为他人生的一些问题，他有一些比较严重的失误，但是在私生活方面有一些问题，所以神也管教他。
And secondly, he has some kind of error in his personal life, so God has disciplined him.
神对他的管教也是非常重的。
God's discipline on him is very severe.
所以我们现在教会对尼多生就是两个极端，要么一个极端就是说我们是把他崇拜的不得了。
So there are two extremes of the church to Brother Watchman. The first is that they adore him.
另外一个极端就好像是毒蛇猛兽一样，然后把它避开。
And second, they treat them as heresy. And
但是我们要去正确的去看他。
We are to treat him with.
他是神所用的一个仆人，虽然有他的过失。
He is the servant of God, though he has his errors.
但神对他的管教是非常严重的，就是说非常重的。他最后在监狱里面十五年。
And God's discipline on him is very severe. He was imprisoned for 15 years.
他五二年被抓起来，五六年判刑，到七一年的时候，他十五年结束。
And so 52, he was arrested 56.
他在监狱里面唯一一个心愿就是他能够出狱，能够去照看他生病的太太。
And so in his time in prison, he wanted to just come out.
能够给他太太能够度过余下的那个时光。
Spend the time with his wife.
但是神没有听他的祷告。
But God did not listen to his prayer.
在七一年的时候，七一年年初的时候，他本来可以出狱，但是我不知道神为什么给他开一个玩笑，让他在他的期刑被延长，所以他被派到那个他派去劳改。
And in 1971, he could have been released, but then he was sent to labor camps.
然后在七一年的后半年，他太太去世。
And then in the second half of 71, his wife passed away.
那第二年他去世。
And the next year, he passed away.
我觉得他的生命，他是在最后在监狱里面是有一个非常美好的一个见证。
I think his life in prison for the last few years is a very wonderful witness.
然后最后他去世之后，人们在他的监狱里面发现一张纸是他写的。
And after he died, they found a scrap of paper with his writing in the prison cell.
这张纸里面他说耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And in this scrap of paper, he says Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
为赎人的罪死在十字架上。
To die for us for atoning sin.
第三天复活，这是宇宙中最伟大的事实。
On the third day he resurrected, this is the grandest truth in the universe.
我信基督而死。
I believe Jesus Christ and die.
所以我是盼望我们都能够有这样一起受呼召做基督徒，能够与一起有这样有受苦的心智。
So I hope that we have this conviction for suffering as we follow Christ.
愿意背起十字架，舍己来跟随我们的主。
That we are to bear up the cross to deny ourselves and follow Christ.
How many